I'm Frank Vaughn. It's October 25th, 2024, and I have a very important message today for the Saskatchewan voter and for anybody voting in this country or anybody voting anywhere on this continent. Once again, I'm drawn back here by the blind spot that people have when it comes to this gender nonsense being taught in schools and being promoted. These people, these shameless people, standing behind children and saying they're protecting the human rights of children while they're advocating for ideas that will lead to those children being mutilated and sterilized. You don't know how fast things change. 10 years ago in Ontario, we decided to start tolerating this stuff because we're a tolerant people. We want to be nice to everybody. And in 10 years, we now sterilize in Ontario and in this country thousands of children in the name of this gender nonsense. And they want to do it without parental consent and knowledge? You don't understand how fast things change. You've seen all over the media, you've seen all over social media, how crazy some of these NDP candidates are right here in this province. If you elect them, things will change faster than you can even imagine. And before you know it, every single school will have SOGI in it. Every single school will be coaching your children into thinking that they can change sexes as easily as they can change a suit of clothes. This is how it starts. Saskatchewan. Anybody that this video resonates with, you got to share it. You got to get the message out there. There's been 116,000 people vote early already. That means there should be 300,000 or 400,000 still to vote. Consider very carefully what you're doing, whether you're splitting the vote in close ridings, whatever you're doing. You cannot afford to elect the NDP. It's not just the economy. It's not just education. It's not just these issues. The most fundamental issue is decency. The most fundamental issue is protecting your kids from the madness that is sweeping every other province. You got to stop it before it starts. Make this a place where the healthy family can find sanctuary, where kids are protected, where childhood is valued. It is disgusting. Taking your kids to drag shows is disgusting. Telling your kids to hate the body they're born in. That if little Tommy thinks he's Sally, the only thing you're supposed to say is, okay, Sally, let's make it real for you. Let's put on some clown makeup. Let's put you in a dress and we'll pretend. And as we reinforce the delusion, as we encourage them to believe in their imaginary friend, as a child believes in an imaginary friend has to go away. If an imaginary friend doesn't go away, your child has mental health issues that need to be treated. It's the same with gender dysphoria. That's why in the DSM-5, it's still a mental illness. And in this country, it's become normal not just to encourage the mental illness. They want to make it illegal for you to say it's a mental illness. They want to make it illegal for you to reaffirm that you should probably keep your body healthy and intact. That's what they want to do. And the Saskatchewan NDP is infected with this idea. Give your heads a shake. There's so much more important in this election than the economy. The very moral fabric that is Saskatchewan is under threat by these radicals. And you got to know it. And you got to vote against it. Because this land is it's the land of milk and honey to those who are seeking refuge from this madness. People are always worried. I've seen comments on my profile where they say, don't tell people about Saskatchewan because we don't want all the liberals coming here. We don't want all the leftists coming here. It's not just liberals. If it was just liberals, it would probably be fine. But it's leftists. It's these radicals that want to get into your child's head and program them full of dogma and ideology that just confuses them and breaks them and turns them into shattered, narcissistic beings. It's happening everywhere. And to those of us who tried to fight where we were, And we lost because everybody was too kowtowed and cucked out and afraid to actually oppose indecency and perversion. We looked west and we saw this Mecca. And we came here from Ontario, from BC, from Alberta. The number of families that I've met. It's almost heartwarming, the coming together. These are not leftists. These are like minds seeking one place of refuge where we can just create healthy, happy family dynamics. The nuclear family, the chief principal economic order that built Western civilization, a man and woman and their children, engaged in productive activity, whether it is moral activity or economic activity. There's so much more to the story here. And here we are. It's the 25th, and we're on the cusp of this election. And I see people virtue signaling about voting for the NDP and voting for change. Do they even know what they're voting for? You got to tell them. You got to show them. You have to understand what you have here. Saskatchewan is the crown jewel in Confederation, and I couldn't care less if the rest of the country doesn't know it. I agree. It's best that the rest of the country doesn't know how good it is here, with all of its problems. But the biggest problem that you're going to face is when they change policy, when they force Soji into your schools. Before you know it, it's getting shoved down your throat, and they're threatening to bust your family up because you won't affirm that Billy is now Sally, because you are advocating for common sense with your family that you pay for, that you feed, that you house, that you clothe, that you bear liability for in a legalistic sense. But they're going to tell you how your 12 and 13-year-old thinks and what they can do, and they're going to hide that coaching from you? That's what will come. Again, look at the candidates. They're going to get into, if they get into public office, think about where it goes. Don't think about where you are right now. Think about where it leads, because that's the short-sightedness. It's not understanding where you are on the timeline and where it goes very rapidly. Did anybody 10 years ago think we would actively be transitioning kids? Did anybody 10 years ago think we would be telling drug addicts that suicide is a good option for them? Yes, that's what MAID does. We're also telling people now, people with injuries from the medical experiment, hey, maybe MAID is right for you. That's how fast things go crazy. Make Saskatchewan the one place where the crazy doesn't have a foothold. It's easy. Reward the people who are trying to protect your kids. Don't buy into this nonsense that the ones who want to hide things from your parents, from a child's parents, the ones who want to coach your kids in private without your knowledge, the ones who want to change your child's name and reaffirming them this delusion, they are not protecting kids, as they say in their sloganeering. They're the ones abusing kids. Parents need to be empowered. And you can empower yourself through your vote. You cannot reward an NDP that has gone this far left. And I hope this is my final plea before the election. And again, share this out. Get into the conversation. Start putting yourself out there, because if you don't get brave, you're going to lose. Here I am. Here's my face. Here's my name. Copy what I'm doing. Do it better. I don't know what's more important. Like, I have no more words. There's nothing more important than this. It can't possibly be higher stakes. What more can I say? Did you know that I have a website? frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.